This is Jay Sekulow. We've got breaking news. Reports indicate FBI to investigate Planned Parenthood.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. So I just got back from Washington, D.C., after we had the hearing yesterday for Pastor Andrew Brunson. I know that Jordan had C.C. Heil, our senior counsel, and the pastor's daughter on the broadcast yesterday. But there's a lot going on in Washington. A big story coming out of the Hill is that the FBI is seeking Senate documents signaling a possible probe into the sale of fetal body parts by Planned Parenthood. So the FBI has asked the Senate for unredacted documents it obtained from abortion providers, signaling agents may be investigating whether Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers illegally sold fetal body parts, according to sources that are familiar with the document request. And this, obviously, we're reporting from the Hill here. But let me tell you what this ties directly into and why this is a big development. It's a big development because we have a case pending at the Supreme Court of the United States right now involving that very issue of the sale of body parts by Planned Parenthood. And the way the issue came into focus was that a district court judge in California issued an order saying that the investigative journalists involved in this could not release their unredacted video information to state law enforcement. We had a discussion about that previously. Well, now what the FBI apparently is doing, according to these reports, is asking the Senate, who does have some of these documents, because the Senate got the documents before the court order was put in place. By the way, we've challenged that court order. We're at the Supreme Court of the United States right now on that issue. So this is a big development and a very significant development indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fact that the FBI has gone to Congress requesting this information in an unredacted form means that at least they're at the earliest stages, no doubt, of a potential opening up an investigation. Now, they start by gathering the facts. Then they'll make the decision on whether to investigate, and that goes up the chain. But that means that someone very high up in the chain has instructed those agents to begin the preliminary investigation. That's usually as much information as we find out until people start getting subpoenaed or charges end up being filed, you know, in grand juries and panels.
Because it's done, you know, if there's a real investigation.
Really supposed to know about investigation.
So this is, I'm holding my hand for our television audience. I'm holding in hand our cert petition that this is the request for a review, Troy Newman versus National Abortion Federation. And it deals with that very order that got 20 attorney generals to file a brief to the Supreme Court saying, hey, we want access to this documentation too, and we're not getting it. Than this is a pretty aggressive move here, I think, in the appropriate way. When I say aggressive in the sense it's finally moving, but this information was provided to the Senate before this order was issued.
Well, Jay, this is why even when we're litigating, we also push the congressional angles, because they can get information that sometimes we cannot or the courts cannot. Jay, you'll remember Chairman Grassley referred this to the FBI several months ago, asking them to do exactly this. And so the FBI is following through. We've, of course, echoed those calls. Just quickly, one of the records that they want, Jay, is the evidence that the chairman says that he has that Planned Parenthood sold some of these parts for $60, and then the company that they transferred them to then sold those parts, pieced them out, Jay, for more than $2,000. That would be illegal, and that's what he wants the FBI to look at, and it looks like they're going to.
Yeah, so I think it's important to point out this fact, that when you have a situation like this, it's as Stan said, you got to go multi-prong here. You can't just rely on just the court system. So you've got congressional oversight, court supervision, and then state supervision as well. So all of that is into play right now. And I will tell you this, that this is a big development. All right, we come back from the break. Logan will take calls and comments.
That's right. Phone lines are open. 1-800-684-3110. Give us a call right now. 1-800-684-3110. And find us broadcasting live right now on social media, facebook.com/jsekulow, acljay.org. You can also find us on Twitter and Periscope at jsekulow. Again, 1-800-684-3110.
Also, we've got a matching challenge going on right now, and we're talking about this exact case and our Supreme Court case involving the access to this information. Go to acljay.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. acljay.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation, the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
All right, so if you're just joining us, there's a lot of investigations going on in Washington, D.C., or about to be investigations. One that's breaking right now is that the FBI is seeking Senate documents, which is signaling a possible probe into the Planned Parenthood sale of fetal body parts. I say that's significant for a couple of reasons. Number one, this has been an issue we've been on since the very beginning, and we're actually pending right now at the Supreme Court of the United States on this issue because based on a U.S. District Court judge's order, the investigative journalists involved in this, Center for Medical Progress, cannot share their information with state law enforcement. 20 state attorney generals, attorneys general, have filed a brief with the Supreme Court asking that to hear it. And this is, I think, that the reality is that this has now reached a new level. But the Senate already had a lot of the documentation because they had an ongoing congressional investigation that took place prior to this court order being implemented. So, Than, again, I think it's worth reiterating, and then, Jordan, I want you to explain a little bit of process here, but Than reiterating that this was an ongoing matter that we've been, you know, we've been involved in different aspects, but the reality is the Senate judiciary action was their own action here, the FBI's action, their own action, and our case is a separate course of action here.
Well, it's why we pursue all the angles, Jay, because you never know which one you will need to fit that last piece of the puzzle together. And in this particular case, the Senate was able to get this information before the court order came down. And, Jay, specifically the information we're talking about, they have evidence. This is disgusting to think about, but they have evidence that the firm that acquired an aborted baby from Planned Parenthood paid them $60 for it. They then transferred the parts out. They sold the baby parts for more than $2,000. That is in direct violation of a 1993 law. That is specifically what the FBI is looking into now. And, Jay, that's why way back we called for that special investigative panel, and it's why it was so important that one of their conclusions was that this exact investigation take place. We're seeing it now. And, of course, it dovetails with our case. The timing, quite frankly, couldn't be better. Planned Parenthood, Jay, should be awfully nervous here.
Yeah, well, look, you've got three aspects of this going on simultaneously. Now, they're acting like it's no big deal, but remember, they were on the defensive on this early on as this started because this presented a serious problem for them.
Yes, there's the civil side of this case. We're involved in that. There's a criminal side of this case where they're trying to go after those who uncovered the sale of the fetal body parts. So Planned Parenthood encouraging the liberal attorney generals and district attorneys in California to pursue criminal charges against the people who uncovered this information. But the information was uncovered. The Senate has now done its investigation. That's the third prong. And now I guess you can add a fourth, because if you've got the civil case going on, about the videos, the criminal case on the videos. You've got, again, the Senate investigating Planned Parenthood for potential criminal activity about what was in the videos, which is inflating the sales of fetal body parts, which is illegal under the law. They can't do that. And now you have the FBI, a fourth now, at least requesting the information so that they could do their preliminary analysis about gathering facts that they would then present to the Department of Justice for a decision that would be made by prosecutors on whether or not they would bring potential criminal charges.
So I think what you've got here, and we'll take some calls at 1-800-684-3110, is a kind of a coalescing of three separate spheres of investigation focusing now. Now you've got the Senate involved and the FBI, and you've got court action. Now, in the court action, we're actually the defendant. The Planned Parenthood, NARAL, those groups filed, National Abortion Federation, filed against our client to stop their ability to distribute material. So that's why that's in play. All right, we're taking your calls on all of this. Get your reaction to this. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take some calls, Logan.
All right, to the phones. Let's go to Robert in Maryland, line one.
Hi, Robert. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jordan. Hi, Jay. Hi, Logan. I wanted to ask all of you, is the FBI going to use as a part of their investigation of the videos that were already released by CMP showing Planned Parenthood officials being caught on tape, being involved in the trafficking of aborted baby body parts is a part of their investigation and possibly bringing about an indictment and convictions?
So here's what you've got. I mean, the question is going to, it's a timing issue because, Robert, you raise a good question. There was, the information was being shared and then a court order came in place. Once that court order came in place, information could not be shared, even to law enforcement. So we've challenged, others have too, we've challenged the constitutionality of that order. But the Senate already had, and I want to make sure I'm getting this right, Fan, the Senate already had the information that came in before the before the court order it was issued.
That's right, and even more than that, Jay, remember in that report they alluded to a lot of different records they had, and it looks like the one that the FBI is the most interested in is the records from the firm that actually acquired the baby body parts from Planned Parenthood, because then remember, they put out that parts list. You had a brain for $600, two eyes for $325, as terrible as that is, but Jordan referred to this. That transfer above the actual cost of the baby body parts is what violates the law. So that's what the FBI is most interested in. To his question, will they use the videos? I don't know. They may not even have to. If they have this firm's record showing the inflated price, the videos might not even be necessary.
Which is when Planned Parenthood would be in real trouble, because even though they're trying to suppress these videos being used as any evidence of criminal wrongdoing, if the Senate's got the documents, the financial documents, Planned Parenthood's provided them, and Planned Parenthood says they provided over 30,000
documents they say that they provided.
And the Senate's obviously honed in on documents where it appears that, see, under existing law, as disgusting as this sounds, the transfer of fetal body parts, you can be paid nominal amounts, but you cannot actually financially benefit. So you can be paid for basically the cost of what it costs you to provide those body parts to research and science. What they were doing, it appears, is inflating the cost and actually profiting. And that is a violation of the law. That's criminal. You cannot profit from the sale of fetal body parts. You can sell fetal body parts, but only to basically as a reimbursement to your cost. I know that's troubling and all that all sounds troubling.
But the legality issue, no, you've got to look at the law there. Yeah. And I mean, Planned Parenthood said that they strongly disagree with the recommendations of the Senate Republican staff to refer it to DOJ, and they point out to exactly what Jordan said. Some states have looked at it and found that they were just selling it for cost, and if you're just selling it for cost, that may not be a violation, that would not be a violation of the law in most of these states. So anyways, that's where the issue is, but we're going to talk about some other ones coming up in the break, but let's take some more calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
All right, Raj is in Virginia on line two.
Hey, Raj.
You're on the air.
Outstanding, that coalescing of having all these things coming together. And I believe this multi-pronged approach is a fantastic coming together. I believe God's on the side of this justice being done. Now, this applies across the board to a number of things. We've had enormous difficulty getting information from Senate and Senate committees, from House and House committees. What are they hiding? There is a slush fund. For the FDA has a slush fund. The CDC and P has a slush fund. So on. And unless we get this all on the table, we'll never be able to make any progress. We will not get things on the table while the present leadership in the House and the Senate is in place.
Well, this is what, Raj, what we're doing right now. Look, I mean, I need to be clear on this, though. In the Center for Medical Progress case, we represent one of the board members, Troy Newman. We're actually, our client's actually the defendant. I mean, they were sued by the National, let's say in this way, the National Abortion Federation, NAF, National Abortion Federation. Why? Because they didn't want that information out there. They didn't want it being shared with the law enforcement. So they basically got a court order, Jordan, to put a muzzle in place.
Yes, a court order on, but it's on the videos,
yes,
not on these documents. And let me just read it out to folks. In the Senate report, they already have this. This is public. The firm that bought the parts, it shows that they paid $60 to Planned Parenthood for an aborted fetus. Then they transferred the various parts for $2,275, the brain for $325, two eyes for $650, and a part of a liver for $325. And they also charge additional fees for shipping and disease screening. And they, a lot of these did not even put into any kind of prices or accounting until they were asked by the Senate to provide the information.
So it was what we call, it was a post hoc justification for what they did. And that's really what you have here. Now the question will be, will the Senate, now that it goes to the Department of Justice and the FBI, what will they do with it? And again, just so you know, we are at the Supreme Court of the United States right now dealing with this court order that put this kind of gag order in place. In fact, even our cert petition it says on it, redacted public version. So we have unredacted and redacted. A redacted filed with the court, an unredacted that is the available to the public or the media. Because, again, because of the gag order. So that gag order is infecting law enforcement. And that's why 20 members of law enforcement have actually filed a brief in our behalf there. This is also, by the way, just so you know, you're getting an email from us today. And it deals with this whole idea of the FBI now may now be investigating Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry, but also talks about our Supreme Court case, which is tied directly into it. So when you see all this going on, understand that your support of the American Center for Law and Justice lets us do this, these kind of cases. So again, I want to encourage you as we go to a break, ACLJ.org, win our matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we getting a matching gift. And we'll be back with more, including calls and comments, when we come back, Logan.
That's right. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's at 1-800-684-3110. You can also find us broadcasting online. Get your comments, and I'll take some of those during the show, during the break. We also run exclusive videos, so you can find us there. Again, that's at ACLJ.org. But phone lines, a couple lines are still open, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online aclj.org.
Well, as I said, there's a lot going on in Washington, D.C. We were talking about the FBI and its probe of Planned Parenthood, possibly, at least it's being reported that way, and a lot of issues there. There's also some other developments that are important as well, and that is the there is an act of Congress called the Taylor Force Act. This was a student from Vanderbilt University, was actually a soldier that then went back to graduate school, Owen College of Business, where a lot of us have taken courses and done programs. And at Vanderbilt, and he was killed by a jihadist, by a Palestinian terrorist in Israel while he was there on a school function, a tour, basically. And what is interesting and important about this is there's been a move in Congress, in the House, it's called H.R. 1164, to condition assistance to the West Bank and Gaza, steps by the Palestinian Authority to end violence and terrorism against Israeli citizens. And basically, what happens right now is when a Palestinian terrorist kills an American or an Israeli, they get a reward from the Palestinian Authority. Where does the Palestinian Authority get their money from? From the United States. And Jordan, this is something we have been fighting against for a decade.
That's right. And if the Palestinian Authority continues to use these funds to pay the families of terrorists, what they call martyrs, people who attack Israelis and are killed because of those attacks or imprisoned, and they provide money. And these are people who are involved in horrific terror attacks, knife, you know, where they kill the entire family in a home. Of course, the car attacks in Jerusalem, bombings. We've seen the suicide bombings before. So this money continues to go to those who carry out these violent acts of terror. And what Congress is saying is if you, the Palestinian Authority, want this money, you must stop paying these families. So it's a choice you make. And right now, there's no evidence that you will stop doing that.
And by the way, this was unanimous in the committees. Let me go ahead and play what Representative Ed Royce from California, who's the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said about this.
With this legislation, we are forcing the PA to choose between U.S. assistance and these morally reprehensible policies. And I'm pleased to see this measure move forward in both chambers with so much support.
Then Ed Rice discussed the nature of why the bill is named exactly what it is, Taylor Force.
This bill is named in honor of a courageous and patriotic young American, Taylor Force, whose life was tragically cut short when he was murdered by a Palestinian terrorist. He was murdered in Israel. Since 2003, it has been Palestinian law to reward Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails with a monthly paycheck. Palestinian leadership also pays the families of Palestinian prisoners and suicide bombers. These policies incentivize terrorism.
Not only does it incentivize terrorism, we're paying for it. So, Than, let's talk about the process of where this is going to go, and what do you think?
Well, it's a big win for us, Jay. It's out of both committees in the House and the Senate. It's now going to go to the House and Senate floor. I think we've really got to be loud on this, Jay, because it passed out of the House committee unanimously. So there's no doubt it has the support to pass both chambers. But, Jay, you know this. You were here yesterday. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of other things to focus on. I think our listeners and we at the ACLJ have to be very clear that we expect the House and the Senate to pass this. The Palestinian Authority is going to fund terrorists to kill Israelis. Well, then they don't get U.S. dollars. There's agreement here in Congress, but Jay, until they get it to the president for his signature, this is going to continue.
Well, I want to
and
ask
the U.S.
That,
taxpayers are going to subsidize
yeah, but
it.
Right now we're paying. So right now we're still paying for this. So understand this: as it sits right now in the United States, we're paying for this, which means the Palestinian Authority is getting money from us, and they use it to give to these families of terrorists, and they killed an American student. So we want that stopped. So let's talk about process here of when this. Now it's passed both committees unanimously here. When does this go to the floor?
It could go in as soon as the House and Senate leadership schedule it, Jay. It is available for scheduling right now in both chambers. Here's the one process thing I will say. The two versions are very slightly different, so they need to either iron out those differences before they pass them on each floor, or they would have to go to conference committee.
Well, give me what the very slightly different is. They're slightly different. Go ahead.
The Senate version, which is sponsored by Senator Graham, a good friend of ours, It has some exemptions for hospitals and some other medical care providers. I think it's probably a reasonable exemption, but one way or another, they have to make it exactly the same so that it can pass both chambers and go to the president.
Like what they sure don't need to do, Jordan, is stop this bill going forward over a couple of exemptions if they could work that through.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Of course, these hospitals are sometimes used, by the way, just so you know, as launching points for attacks on Israeli civilians.
Yeah, that's right.
Put bombs in there.
That's right. So, I mean, obviously, again, the exemptions in place, you don't want to. I think that, again, if you can get something this strong through, you work it through as strong as possible, get as much bipartisan support as possible. You are right that, you know, this hospital matters oftentimes can be used, not as much, by the way, by the Palestinian Authority. Hospitals in the West Bank have not been used to, you know, place rockets or at least fire rockets from. They may put ammunitions in them, but they haven't used them as places to actually fire from, and they haven't engaged in those kind of attacks. They've engaged in more of these terror attacks by individuals carrying out the attacks instead of using rockets and more long-range weaponry. So, I mean, I think with a couple of exemptions like that, you move forward, and this, again, puts serious pressure on the Palestinian Authority. Serious pressure if they don't get the funding from the United States.
Yeah, so hopefully this moves to the appropriate venue and we can get action. All right, there's other things we want to talk about coming up in the next half hour of the broadcast, too. There's now allegations going back and forth on the Hillary Clinton investigations, what that's going to mean. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk more about the FBI seeking Senate documents, more about our Supreme Court cases, and a lot of activity going on as we get ready. I mean, Thanksgiving's just, a week away. And we're looking for it's going to be a busy to the end of the year. By the way, our case involving the Center for Medical Progress, or Troy Newman in particular, the board member, and National Abortion Federation, that's at the Supreme Court. There is a schedule for conference right now, the first week of December. That could move. As you know, in the Living Well cases, the companion case to the case involving the pro-life crisis pregnancy centers, the companion case was granted review. The Living Well case and three others are put on a hold while the other case goes forward. But what means whatever happens on the case that they grant a review on affects all of these. And I think they're right now, there's one that's been granted a review. That's by our friends at ADF. There are three others that are being held. Ours, one from Liberty Council, and I think one from Liberty or First Liberty and Liberty Council. So there's four of these up there. All of us will be filing various briefs on this, friend of the court briefs. And whatever happens on those crisis pregnancy center case at the top affects all of them. So we've got a lot riding and a lot of cases, a lot of activity going on right now. We come back from the break. We'll take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We'll update everybody again on what's happening on this potential Planned Parenthood criminal investigation, some of the other matters that were being developed in Washington while I was up there. Also, we want to let you know that we are in the middle of the month on our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. So as you've seen on this broadcast, whether it's the Taylor Force Act, whether it's the abortion issue, whatever it is, we're not just talking about it on this broadcast. We're fully engaged in it. Your support of the American Center for Law and Justice allows us to continue to do that. So I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org and make an online contribution right now. And we're in a matching challenge campaign. We only have that several months a year. And this is one of November, December, the big months for that, obviously. So any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. So ACLJ.org. If you donate $10, it's 20, 20, 40, 40s, 80, 80s, 160. ACLJ.org. Logan's going to let you know how you can get the next 30 minutes of this broadcast.
That's right. You can find us broadcasting live on social media, Facebook.com/JSeculo, Twitter and Periscope @JSeculo, and also on ACLJ. .org. Make sure you download the ACLJ app, available in the App Store for iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and more. You can also find us broadcasting again online and get the JSecular Live podcast available on iTunes. Just subscribe. We'll come to your phone each and every day. We have a full another half hour coming up, though. We'll be right back with more on JSecular Live.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We've been talking about the FBI possibly engaging in a probe of Planned Parenthood and their practice of selling body parts. Mentioned to you that we've got our case at the Supreme Court of the United States dealing with that court order, which prohibits even the investigative journalist to share that information with the, and this is what's so fascinating about this, with law enforcement. 20 states' attorney generals have filed on our behalf saying the court should hear the case. Now there is a report also that dozens have been interviewed in a probe of James Comey, former FBI director's handling of the Hillary Clinton email case. This comes as the inspector general is looking into the FBI and Justice Department's handling of the investigation during last year's presidential election. And the IG, Michael Horowitz, says he hopes to have a report to the American people, or at least to Congress, a House Oversight Committee, which would be to the American people, as early as the spring. He also said that they've reviewed 1.2 million records in the investigation, because the abnormality in that case, to refresh everybody's recollection, was the fact that James Comey, even he thought that Loretta Lynch was compromised because of the meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. But rather than going to the Deputy Attorney General of the United States through the normal process, he decided to become basically the Department of Justice instead of just the FBI director. He almost appointed himself like an acting attorney general to decide what was going to happen. And that's inappropriate. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. Political right, left, center, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian. That's not the way the system is set up to work, where an FBI director can usurp the authority that way. And that raises a whole host of questions. And there's a lot of irregularities in that whole nature of the way that investigation went down, which we don't have time to get into today. But the fact is, this has raised I think it raises a very serious issue. We'll take your calls on this, by the way, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is a lot to talk about when it comes to all of these potential investigations. When you look at the letter that was sent to Congress, specifically the Senate and House Judiciary Committee chairmen, and as well as the members of the committee, so bipartisan, they all got the information. And you've got the Department of Justice saying, interestingly enough, they mentioned Uranium One, the Clinton Foundation, the Inspector General already, you know, doing the report on Comey, so that's more public because the Inspector General is allowed to be public. Then it goes to the FBI and DOJ to review whether or not to prosecute. But when you look at the information, I love this one line in the letter, and they may just be trying to do this to cover themselves, but they say any of these matters that you have raised not currently under investigation. So maybe a possible hint that that some of this is already under investigation by the Department of Justice. That letter was made public. That's official. It was not leaked, and we've talked about that on the broadcast. So I really do believe we're finally seeing a Department of Justice get up to speed. You know, and that's not surprising because remember what happened to the Trump administration. Remember what happened to Jeff Sessions when they came in to office. These guys were, including the President of the United States, the leaks were coming after them every day. So
that is slowed up.
You know, to drain the swamp and deal when you, that's kind of like priority one, right? You had to do that as much as possible. The leaks, by the way, we also heard from Attorney General Sessions. There are like I think 30 plus dozens of potential cases being put together right now, prosecutions on those leaks. So remember when we
27
said
27 open files is what they're saying.
That, so remember which when is we big said deal. It can't just be a bunch of those underlings. It needs to be some serious DC bureaucrats. We will soon find out, it appears.
All right, Logan, are we getting any comments on Facebook and Periscope you want to hit? I don't think we have time for a call yet.
Yeah, they are mostly about Planned Parenthood situations. Sure, I don't know if you want to take calls or comments on that. Why does it seem like the government's so apathetic towards this?
This is on the Planned Parenthood situation.
Look, from Paula.
Institutionally, you've got deep state bureaucrats that are on the other side of the abortion issue. I mean, that's a great question. So now what you've got is leadership at the top saying, we're going to do this. You got to translate that down now to the agents, to the Department of Justice, to the FBI, and all of that has to be put together. So I think you're finally starting to see those kind of things happen. Congress has been on it. We've been aggressive on it. But now it's time for the Department of Justice to do its job. By the way, states have looked at it. And it's not like Planned Parenthood didn't turn over no documents. They turned over, I think, 30,000 documents. Whether there's a crime there, that will be determined by the FBI and the Department of Justice and these state investigations that are ongoing. But at least it appears that it's being looked at, and they're getting documents that they need. All right, we'll come back from the break. We'll take more calls.
Yeah, exclusive video coming up right when we go to break, and that is from Hit Jordan Dead on the News. Watch that coming up if you're watching on social media.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
So it was interesting, earlier in the week there was a letter from the Department of Justice that talked about that the Attorney General has directed senior federal prosecutors to evaluate certain issues raised in a letter that Bob Goodlatte had sent requesting a special counsel to investigate various matters, including the sale of Uranium One, alleged unlawful dealings related to the Clinton Foundation and other matters. And the response was that is going to be handled by senior Department of Justice officials. Now, Secretary Clinton has responded to that publicly now, which is not surprising, but let's go. You want to go ahead and play it?
We can play it.
As Secretary of State, I went around the world bragging about America's rule of law, that we were a nation of laws, not of men. And, you know, the justice system was blind. And, you know, we were proud of that, but we had to always be vigilant to make sure that it remained so. If they send a signal that we're going to be like some dictatorship, some authoritarian regime, where political opponents are going to be unfairly, fraudulently investigated, that rips at the fabric of the contract we have, that we can trust our justice system.
And then she goes and doubles down on this. And by the way, this is a political family which has been under investigation many times because of potential wrongdoing. Whitewater, people have gone to prison associated with them. Bill Clinton was impeached. So a lot of these matters, but she doubled down on this I think this is very extreme to me, by the way, because as the Mother Jones article says, and the Politico article says, Clinton and her team, because remember, her team would all be involved in an investigation like this, are starting to really push back. You don't do that if you got nothing to worry about usually. I mean, what is she doing it for? If she probably doesn't have much of a political future. So what are you so concerned about? Why not just ignore it? It seems like goes even further. Listen to bite three.
This is such an abuse of power, and it goes right at the rule of law.
Well, you know, investigations aren't the abuse of power. I mean,
they aren't confirming an investigation.
They haven't confirmed an investigation. But this is part of how the response is. But I want to turn back to the Comey matter, because this is kind of all related. There are, within these agencies, there are manuals, and they're supposed to follow procedures.
Yeah.
And then look at the James Comey situation. So the inspector general is looking into whether the Justice Department, maybe the Justice Department may be looking into this outside of the inspector general too, as it relates to James Comey. We don't know that. Whether the then FBI director, James Comey, followed departmental guidelines when he led the probe into Mrs. Clinton's email account, Secretary Clinton's email account. Now, what's interesting about that, it's now been released that this was a, quote, special investigation. And that's the phrase that they used. But there is no real legal definition of a special investigation.
No, I mean, that's what we're trying to, this special status that was given to the Clinton investigation. I mean, yeah, obviously,
Andrew McCabe, the number two at the FBI, said it got special status, yeah, whatever that means.
He was told that. I mean, yes. So basically, all he knew at the time when he was the head of the Washington, D.C. field office, which is a big position, but before he became the deputy FBI director, was that he needed to provide some agents. And he was kept totally out of the loop other than providing some agents from the Washington field office to assist in the so-called investigation. Many of us believe it was a faux investigation. But,
yep.
But then, by the way, this all came out because he was under controversy as being conflicted because his wife was receiving,
support from Terry McAuliffe.
And McAuliffe was also under FBI investigation at the time. Guess who now is the deputy FBI director? Andrew McCabe, yeah, is still there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why you look at this, the potential for the need of special counsels when it involves Hillary Clinton.
Which is a good point.
A lot of people here, I mean, even Rod Rosenstein, so coming from the Republican side, he, on the Clinton matter, prosecuted the bad guys in Uranium,
yeah,
One, sent him to jail.
Yeah.
So I'm not an expert on all of those.
No, but
matters.
It raises the issue whether we should, you know, this is why when, you know, a lot of people are calling for a special investigator right now, we've been saying that we think that you've got a procedure upon, yeah, which you utilize, whether you do Jordan said this on TV this morning, a special counsel. When you had this kind of interference, and I'm not even saying intentional interference, just the nature of the way the case developed. One guy was the prosecutor of the bad guy, so to speak.
Yeah. Who went to jail, these uranium ones.
That
guys.
Raises issues of whether they can do it. You've got this person was the head of this department. So what has to happen, in my view, in a situation like this, clearly is, this is when you start looking at, do you need a special counsel? And I'm not saying you need that, the threshold's been met yet. I don't have the internal workings of that. I don't know the internal workings of what's going with those investigations, who was doing what. But the issue of whether you need a special counsel is certainly the subject of legitimate inquiry here. I mean, without question.
Yeah, there's only two instances where a special counsel is required. Conflicts within, and that means you can't find any FBI agents or U.S. attorneys, and there's many U.S. attorneys, that are not conflicted. So, I mean, that's a pretty high standard. So conflicts, but the other standard for appointing a special counsel is not related to conflicts. It's just extraordinary circumstances. And when you have this many high-level and former high-level officials being potentially under investigation here, that may meet that extraordinary circumstance level,
yeah,
without, even if you don't have the conflicts. But as you said,
yeah,
that they go through the procedures. And the problem was the Obama Department of Justice, they never did this.
No, they completely did not do it. I mean, or else you wouldn't have had the tarmac meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton.
At least a recusal
president.
Immediately.
Or immediate recusal, which she never did. I mean, she never did recuse herself, which James Comey says is the reason he got so concerned about it. But the way he went about it was, there is a deputy AG that could have engaged, or an associate DA, associate U.S. attorney, assistant attorney generals. There's a process. That process is ignored. The question is, I want to go to Than on this and kind of get a Washington sense. I mean, you got a lot of investigations going on here. What is your sense, I mean, of what's happening? I mean, of course, we had a hearing yesterday on Andrew Brunson, so we're glad that Helsinki committee hearing went forward on his particular case. What is your sense of it?
Well, on the Uranium One issue, Jay, I think the Hill was actually pretty worried that the fact that there's not a special counsel was an indication that there's no investigation underway. And I think there's actually quite a bit of relief on the Hill that Attorney General essentially put that to rest. Now, like you and Jordan discussed, maybe it'll get to the threshold where a special counsel becomes the issue. But I think you pretty clearly told them that we can do some of this on our own. If we get conflicted out, then maybe a special counsel will be necessary. But I think there are a lot of people that were doubting whether or not the DOJ was looking into this at all. And I think at least on that point, they're quite a bit reassured over that.
All right. Well, let's do this. We're going to be taking your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110 about all these. And if you want to talk to us, our phone lines are open at 800-684-3110.
We have a question about that Planned Parenthood, the request by the FBI to get the information from the Senate. Brenda calling in from New York, on line 3. She's been holding on. And we appreciate that. Brenda, you're on the air.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Hey.
Jay. Did you look at the fact that they're talking about body parts?
Yep.
Can't you use this to dismantle the abortion laws? Because if you're taking body parts, then it means it's a human being.
Well, I mean, let me tell you something. If you saw those initial videos that came out from the Settlement for Medical Progress, they said it. Remember that? It's a boy. I mean, I don't want to play that, but I mean, they were talking about this particular baby that they were I mean, this is horrible to discuss, the way they were handling it. And they saw it's a boy. They could tell. So they're not hiding the fact that this is a child anymore. I mean, an unborn child. They're not. They've lost that. Science has passed them way up on that. So they can't ever go back to there. They're that callous that they think it's insignificant. So that's what it really becomes at the end of the day. And that's why on the life issue, we are so committed to standing for life. And I'm going to tell you something. I you can't drop your guard for a minute on this. And I do sense, Than, that the we've got a pro-life Congress, but a barely pro-life Congress. When I say just numerically, not that the members aren't pro-life, the pro-life members have taken pro-life stands, but it's a thin margin.
There's
a majority
not enough,
in most cases.
Thin margin and not enough courage as well, Jay, would say. I mean, look, you look at those videos, that is a hand reaching out of the Petri dish. I know it's hard to talk about. That is not fetal tissue, which the 1993 law that we're talking about calls it. It is a baby body part, and Planned Parenthood and these intermediary firms are engaged in the sale of baby body parts. And frankly, the Congress needs to get more courage. They might be pro-life, and I do believe that they are, but it's time to move it up the priority list and have a little bit of courage.
All right, so we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We're going to talk about, in the last segment of the broadcast, we're going to talk about all of these issues. So our phone lines are open for you to ask us about any of these issues, whether it's the FBI and Planned Parenthood, whether it's the issue of this student situation, and we've got calls coming in on that as well with the Vanderbilt student that was killed in Israel. Now Congress taking action to defund Hamas and their partner, the Palestinian Authority, and giving rewards from the PA to the families of terrorists. And they're getting money from the United States of America to do this. Congress finally taking action on that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the James Comey investigation, this potential investigation into the whole situation with Secretary Clinton. All of that will be available to talk about at 1-800-684-3110. Also, don't forget our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate to us, we get a matching gift for. ACLJ.org. And again, we're in that matching challenge campaign. Your support makes a big difference, whether it's the Supreme Court of the United States, District Court, the Halls of Congress, or around the globe. The American Center for Law and Justice is there for you. ACLJ.org. We'll take your calls and comments, Logan, and folks, when we come back from the break.
That's right. Again, you can give us a call. Phone lines are open. If you want to call, that's a great time to do it. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Have your voice heard right now. Give us a call.
And again, don't forget that matching challenge. ACLJ.org. Back with your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110 in just a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go right to our phones. Our phone lines are open for you. We'll talk about any of the topics that we talked about today or something else you might have in your mind. We do that in the last segment of the broadcast. Let's go ahead, Logan, and take a phone call. We'll take some comments, too, from Facebook and Twitter.
All right, Betty's calling from Oklahoma on line two. You're on the air.
Hey, Betty, go ahead. You're on.
Hello. My question is, how in the world did we get to the point that we are paying Palestinians to murder Americans and Israelis? How did that happen?
It happened because for 8 years there was an administration that just didn't want to do anything that would cut against their narrative, and now you've got Congress, bipartisan I might add, saying this is ridiculous. So the House Foreign Affairs Committee, chaired by Congressman Ed Royce, passed the Taylor Force Act. And that the Taylor Force Act is named in honor of, as the congressman said, the young American. I was a student, I think 25 years old, Vanderbilt student, Owens School of Graduate Studies, was there. It was a military veteran. We've got a tie into a lot of us have taken programs at Vanderbilt and at Owen, at the business school. And I will tell you that the way the Palestinian Authority does it is if someone murders an American or murders an Israeli, they get their family gets the family that did the murder, that did the terrorist act, gets paid from the Palestinian Authority. And then we're asking ourselves, why are we, the American people, giving money to the Palestinian Authority that they turn around and then use to reward terrorists?
Yeah, I mean, and why is it, it's taken a long time, but finally Congress taking this first step at the committee level to get something done about it. And again, I think it's because everyone's fed up with it, including members of Congress from both sides of the aisle, that we're not going to keep giving money if you're going to keep doling it out to the families of terrorists. Because what they do is they recruit from the poorest neighborhoods. They recruit from the, you know, the single moms, even the women who carry out the attacks. You know, these families who may have five kids and they don't have a lot of money, one of those kids. And they say, we'll give you X amount of dollars if one of your kids, or if the husband or the wife in this situation will go out and, or someone who's terminally
and
ill.
And kill a civilian.
And kill Israeli civilians or multiple, even sometimes killing entire families.
Yeah. So here's the question. It is now passed the House and Senate committees. So my question to you, Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs in Washington, D.C., and then Logan, let's get a couple of Facebook comments ready, is what happens next year? How do we move this forward to passing? They got there's a little bit of differential between the House and the Senate. That should be able to work out.
Well, we've already engaged with Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell calling for them to pass this before the end of the year, Jay. It's not the differences aren't significant enough that it should require that much delay. They could either iron them out before they go to the floor or after. We recommend before because then it wouldn't take a revote. Small differences that they have to iron out. Jay, yeah, the sponsors need to be involved, but this really is Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell. They need to make it a priority.
So we're pushing for that priority. And by the way, Senator Roy Blunt has been very aggressive on this issue. I've talked with him about it. He's been a champion on this. This is what he had to say back in February. We're now in November. We need to get this done.
We can't continue to financially support a government who looks to the so-called martyrs schedule and actually has a schedule of what you do and how you do it and the level of success that is then commensurate with the level of payment to you and or your family. It's an outrageous concept to be in law anywhere. It's an even more outrageous thing to be in law of a authority that we give money to.
And that means our taxpayer dollars are being used to fund these terrorists that are killing, and in this particular case, Taylor Force was an American veteran student over there with his with Vanderbilt University. It's unacceptable. And we should not be doing that. So we're calling on Congress to actually get it done, not just, I'm glad it passed the committees, but now it's time to get it done, and I want it done by the end of the year. It's very important that we get that on the president's desk. He'll sign it. Let's get it done. It's that important. All right. Taking calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110. Logan, what are you seeing?
Yeah, Elizabeth asked about the Planned Parenthood situation.
Okay.
Said, could the results of this potential investigation be the catalyst for eventually closing Planned Parenthood?
So, Planned Parenthood raises, they get $500 million from the United States, but they raise a lot of money. So this isn't closing Planned Parenthood. But I think that Planned Parenthood should not be funded by the United States taxpayer in light of these allegations, but in just the whole idea of why are the American taxpayers funding this? But every time we try to get that through the House and the Senate, something comes up. The bill doesn't get through, which tells you the lack of will on some of these members of the House and Senate. But I look, this doesn't help Planned Parenthood, that's for sure.
No, because the FBI doesn't get involved unless there's the potential for criminal charges. I mean, they don't get involved for civil matters. They don't get involved just to do reports. They only get involved if they are going to investigate potential criminal activity. And right. So will that mean that Planned Parenthood would be completely done? Probably not. But would it mean that there could be Planned Parenthood top officials heading to prison? Maybe. And certainly some of those specific Planned Parenthood facilities, like the one in Houston, which is one of their massive facilities that does this, could you know, people there could be facing criminal charges. The other penalties that may go along with that could lead to some of those not being able to continue to do this horrendous, what they would call work anymore.
Yep. All right, let's take some more calls. 1-800-684-3110. Last segment of the broadcast, last few minutes here. Logan, who's next?
Yeah, Chad's on from line one. Chad, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chad, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, good.
Hey, you know, we're talking about, you know, the Palestinian or Israeli issue.
Yep.
That's been going on since the Reagan era. What is your thoughts on, you know, what would be a good, perfect fix
for the conflict between the Israeli and Palestinians? I cannot give you that. And by the way, that's been going on since the beginning of time, that conflict. But I can't give you that answer in 2 minutes that's left in the broadcast. But we did have programming on that issue just last week. And I'm sure during the holidays, we're going to be re-airing some of those great programs.
Find it on our ACLJ.org app or on ACLJ.org, the Jay Sekulow podcast. Just go back because they're titled.
And we got into really deep conversations on that. And I was in Washington this week in meetings on that. So look, we're actually going to put together, and this is in the very beginning stages right now, we are putting together institutionally at the ACLJ a model plan that we think may be reconcilable to get done regarding the current Palestinian-Israeli conflict. The problem is the Palestinian authorities, in partnership with Hamas calls for the destruction of Israel. It makes it very difficult, as you can imagine, when the person you're supposed to be negotiating with is calling for your destruction. But look, this is something that we're working on at the ACLJ. We're going to continue to work on it. But it's Jordan, you've been there. Jordan and Logan have all been there. We've all been there. And I think in the next year or two, we're going to take a group back. And we used to take our members, we'd offer trips to Israel. We haven't done that in a number of years. I'm probably going to do that again in the next couple of years because I think it's, especially at this time, with all this that's going on. But this is a big issue. And we've got a whole team at the ACLJ that does this. We've got an office in Jerusalem.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so this would, again, I think, put that kind of pressure on the Palestinian Authority, one, to either change their policy, no longer do this and pay these families because they're being, you know, they'd be monitored very closely, or two, lose the funding, which, by the way, the Palestinian Authority would probably not survive if they lost this funding, which means, again, that they're going to have a tough decision to make, and that may force them to get to the peace table.
All right, well, that does it for the broadcast today. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. We encourage you to participate in that. And Logan's going to let you know all the ways you can stay engaged with us during the week.
That's right. You can find us broadcasting on ACLJ.org. You can find all our information there. You can download the ACLJ app, available in the App Store, for iPhone, iPad, Apple TV app, and as well as on Roku. You can search the channel Marketplace and find an ACLJ channel. You can also check us out on the Jay Sekulow Live podcast, available on iTunes and everything you can find on social media. Follow Jay Sekulow, Jordan Sekulow, Logan Sekulow, Than Bennett, ACLJ on Twitter.
So lots of follow.
And more. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.